您正在收听的是中国国际广播电台国际在线在线广播。
Now you're listening to Net Radio on China Broadcast.cn。英语学习、音乐、旅游、工作、奥运会，
时尚话题一网打尽，
实用的英语表达方法，
时刻炫出你的地道口语，
快来参加吧！国际在线实用英语课堂
，CRI Online Practical English Classroom。
Everyone, welcome to Practical English Classroom on My English. I'm Anna.
I'm Wei. Last time we talked about shopping, one of women's favorite things to do.
Yeah, and today we're going to talk about losing weight and keeping fit.
I think that's another thing women are crazy about, weight.
Well, actually, overweight is harmful to both of men and women, because some other serious illnesses also result from being overweight.So, losing weight is not only for looking, but most important of all, for good health.
Yes, you're right. But some people are just not doing it right. Most of people keep a strict diet to lose weight. It doesn't work well for them and has a lot of side effects. 从数年前著名歌星卡朋特因患厌食症而死去，到21世纪的今天，女人们似乎从来就没有放弃过她们的追求，节食和减肥。
嗯，但是现在呢，减肥不光是女士们的专利了，也变成了男士们的终身事业。因为肥胖不仅影响美观，更重要的是对人们的健康也有很坏的影响。
对，很多疾病都是由肥胖引起的，比如心脏病和高血压等了。因此，减重是势在必行了。
嗯，那今天我们就来说说减肥吧。
人们减肥最常用的办法就是节食。这一点可能很大一部分要归功于那些骨瘦如柴的明星们和现代审美观的改变。
嗯，是的，一项调查表明呢，瘦人和高个子的人呢，比胖人和矮个子的人更容易找到好工作，获得更高的薪水。这就给我们提出了一个问题，到底是一个人能力还是外表来决定他的前途呢？
每个人对自己的身材和体重都有不同的看法。现在我们来先听一段对话。
My sister Ellie, who recently lost 20 pounds,has been pressuring me to lose weight too.
It's a good thing for her to fulfill that, isn't it?
Good? Yes, it's good for her, but not good for me. You see, she tells me that I'll feel better about myself if I slip down and keeps giving me newspaper clippings about the latest miracle diet or exercise plan and insists that I join a health club, as she has.
So, you mean you don't think you're fat and need to lose weight?
I simply can't bear it that Ellie made me feel likeA child who was picking out on junk food.
Come on, there must be something wrong.
Yes. The other night, when I asked for a second helping of the low-fat casserole she served for dinner, she totally went off on me. That's why you have a weight problem, she chided. You never know when you've already had enough. I felt so humiliated by this and left right after dinner and hadn't spoken to her since.
Yes, I understand.You are happy the way you are, but you can't stop talking to your sister for good, can you?
No, I can't. But I'm not going to put up with this nagging. I know if she doesn't let up soon, I'm going to blow up at her. How do I handle this without ruining our relationship?
Tell her that you already feel good about yourself.
In this 对话中呢 Anne 在向 Joe 抱怨她妹妹强迫她减肥的事。Lose weight, 减肥。那减掉了多少重量，就是在 lose 后面直接加上重量就可以了。
安的妹妹对她说，如果能瘦下来会让自己感觉好得多。Feel good about oneself, 自我感觉不错。Slim down 是瘦下来的意思。Slim, 苗条。在后面加上一个 down, 让人有体重掉下来的感觉，非常形象。
嗯 ,newspaper clippings, 剪下来的爆花。那安的妹妹一直在给她看报纸上的一些介绍最新减肥计划和减肥食品的内容。Latest Miracle Diet, 最新的神奇减肥食谱。那这里的 latest 相当于 newest, 就是最近的、最新的。那 diet 是指人或动物的日常的饮食，但是 diet 还特别表示节食。比如说 She's on diet. 她在节食。He began his diet a week ago. 他在一星期前就开始节食了。
那么 diet food 就是减肥食品的意思，而 diet pill 是减肥药。Ellie 还劝 Annie 报名参加健身俱乐部 ，a health club， 其实有点像我们的减肥中心。但是 Anne 却对所有这一切感到反感，为什么呢？因为她的妹妹让她感觉自己像一个乱吃垃圾食品的小孩子 ，pig out on something。狼吞虎咽的吃东西，这里 pig 成了动词。 Junk food 是垃圾食品的意思，有很高的热量但是却没有营养，最容易导致肥胖。
嗯，说到这里呢，我想起以前有一个体育老师曾经跟我说过，There's no junk food, only junk diet。 世界上呢没有什么垃圾食品，只有不健康的饮食习惯，也就是说肥胖跟垃圾食品没有必然的联系，只有不健康的饮食习惯才是肥胖的最大敌人。我想这话挺有道理的。
是的，对话中一天晚上，安到他的妹妹家吃饭，艾莉就因为他的饮食习惯大发脾气。当安还想再要一份砂锅炖菜的时候，艾莉就开始发火 ，Go off on someone， 对某人发脾气。他说 ，That's why you have a weight problem. You never know when you've already had enough.这就是为什么你有体重问题的原因，你从来就不知道适可而止。
嗯，这样安感觉到很受侮辱 ，feel humiliated， 感到羞辱。那 Joe 对安的反应呢，表示理解 ，You're happy the way you are， 你对自己的现在感到满意。那么 for good 是 forever 的意思，也就是说安不能因为这件事情就永远不跟他妹妹说话了。
但是安并不想忍受他妹妹的唠叨 ，Can't put up with this nagging。Put up with someone， 容易忍受某人某物。Nag 就是唠叨的意思，常和 at 连用，比如 Stop nagging at me， 别唠叨了。
嗯 ，let up 在口语当中呢是闭嘴的意思，相当于 shut up。那 blow up at someone 冲某人大发脾气，跟上面呢 go off on someone 是一样的。如果艾莉再不停止唠叨的话，那么安也要发火了。
其实只要在体重正常的情况下，也不一定要减肥，只要自我感觉不错就行了，自然美才是最重要的。
对，人们不应该强迫自己美丽，没有必要为了减肥而摧残自己。好，现在我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。My sister Ellie, who recently lost 20 pounds, has been pressuring me to lose weight too.
It's a good thing for her to fulfill that, isn't it?
Good? Yes, it's good for her, but not good for me. You see, she tells me that I'll feel better about myself if I slip down and keeps giving me newspaper clippings about the latest miracle dietor exercise plan and insists that I join a health club, as she has.
So, you mean you don't think you're fat and need to lose weight?
I simply can't bear it that Ellie made me feel like a child who was picking out on junk food.
Come on, there must be something wrong.
Yes. The other night, when I asked for a second helping of the low-fat casserole she served for dinner, she totally went off on me. That's why you have a weight problem, she chided.You never know when you've already had enough. I felt so humiliated by this and left right after dinner and haven't spoken to her since.
Yes, I understand. You are happy the way you are, but you can't stop talking to your sister for good, can you?
No, I can't. But I'm not going to put up with this nagging. I know if she doesn't let up soon, I'm going to blow up at her. How do I handle this without ruining our relationship?
Tell her that you already feel good about yourself.
人们在盲目减肥的同时，有没有想过为什么自己会超重呢？原因是多方面的，只有对症下药，减肥才能成功。
没错。OK， 那现在来听 Jack 和 Susan 之间的一段对话。Why are there still so many people overweight despite the current fitness craze?
I don't know.But there are some factors that affect people's size.
What are they?
One study said that low-income groups have a higher percentage of overweight people than higher-income families.
Are there any other factors?
Yes. The study also said that the hotter the climate, the lower the percentage of obese people.
That makes sense. When it's hot, you don't feel like eating a lot.
And the diet has a lot of fat and oil. We eat a lot of meat.And also we eat more sugar and junk food. But there's another reason why so many people are fat.
What's that?
Nobody exercises anymore, not even kids. The average American home has the TV on for 6 hours a day.
Wow, no wonder people are so fat. You don't get enough exercise. Say, Jack, aren't you getting a little bigger in the waist?
Yeah, I guess so.
You really need to watch what you eat and get some exercises.
Hey, I started your diet. I lost 10 pounds.
So what happened?
Well, I quit and gained it back plus 5 pounds.
You should have kept trying.
好，这里斯凡和 Jack 在讨论肥胖的原因。造成肥胖的原因非常复杂。
There are some factors that affect people's size.
People's size, 人的体型、体重。肥胖不只是因为吃得太多或者是运动不足所引起的。虽然饮食不当及运动不足可能导致体重超重，但事实上还有很多其他原因会导致肥胖，比如基础代谢率低、身体活动量少、遗传基因等等。
那么在这段对话中呢，说了几个原因。第一个就是 One study said that low income groups have a higher percentage of overweight people than higher income families. 那么低收入人群超重的比例呢，比高收入人群高。 Overweight 超重，那么 underweight 就是低于正常体重。我想这可能是因为低收入家庭的饮食结构呢，没有高收入家庭的科学，大多数是以脂肪含量高的食品为主，还有就是锻炼跟不上。
嗯，在对话中出现的第二个原因就是越热的地区肥胖的人就越少。
The hotter the climate, the lower the percentage of obese people.
这个形式大家要注意，用形容词的比较级来表示越什么什么就越什么什么，例如 the more, the better, 多多益善。
嗯，安逸表示同意，他说 that makes sense。 那 make sense 表示有意义的，意思是清楚的、有道理的。比如说 ，It doesn't make any sense to me. 我完全不明白是怎么回事。那 feel like doing something， 愿意或想做某事。比如对话中的 ，I don't feel like eating a lot. 我不想吃太多。
第三个原因就是饮食习惯不好。
And the diet has a lot of fat and oil.
我们的食物当中有很多的脂肪和油。Jack 提到了肉、糖和垃圾食品。吃的太多当然会长胖。Jack 又说了第四个原因
，Nobody exercises anymore, not even kids.
现在没有人锻炼了，即使是孩子。吃得多，动得少，当然体重就会飙升。
嗯 ，exercise 表示做运动、锻炼身体。比如说 ，You don't exercise enough, 你锻炼的不够，或者是 You don't get enough exercise. 它可以用 workout 这个词组来表示。Peter works out in the gym every day. 彼得每天都在健身房锻炼。
那么不做运动做什么呢？
The average American home has the TV on for 6 hours a day.
普通美国家庭平均每天看电视的时间是六个小时。
Has the TV on，
让电视开着。
No wonder people are so fat，
怪不得人们变得那么胖，缺乏锻炼。
No wonder 这个短语表示怪不得，后面直接加上句子就行了。
OK， 那 Susan 觉得 Jack 的腰又胖了一点，他是怎么说的呢？是Aren't you getting a little bigger in the waist? 那么 get bigger in somewhere 加上身体的部分，表示身体的某部分呢开始发胖了。但是 Jack 说他前一阵子已经开始节食了，并且减掉了10磅，但是没多久就放弃了，所以又胖回来了，还比原来重了5磅。他说 I quit and gained it back plus 5 pounds.
看来减肥是一项长期而艰巨的任务，否则就前功尽弃了，还特别容易反弹。所以那些正在减肥或是打算减肥的朋友们一定要坚持啊， keep trying。 好，我们现在再来把刚才的对话听一遍。
Why are there still so many people overweight despite the current fitness craze?
I don't know, but there are some factors that affect people's size.
What are they?
One study said that low income groups have a higher percentage of overweight people than higher income families.
Are there any other factors?
Yes,The study also said that the hotter the climate, the lower the percentage of obese people.
That makes sense. When it's hot, you don't feel like eating a lot.
And the diet has a lot of fat and oil. We eat a lot of meat, and also we eat more sugar and junk food. But there's another reason why so many people are fat.
What's that?
Nobody exercises anymore, not even kids. The average American home has the TV on for 6 hours a day.
Wow, no wonder people are so fat. You don't get enough exercise. Say, Jack, aren't you getting a little bigger in the waist?
Yeah, I guess so.
You really need to watch what you eat and get some exercises.
Hey, I started a diet. I lost 10 pounds.
So what happened?
Well, I quit and gained it back plus 5 pounds.
You should have kept trying.记得看过一部香港电影叫做《瘦身男女》，觉得好恐怖，人都胖的都变形了，减肥事业非常惨烈，但是最后呢，幸好还是成功了。
对，减肥的方法有很多种，但是节食是大部分人都会采用的方法，以为少吃就能变瘦。
对，有些人甚至已经达到了疯狂的程度，甚至还得了厌食症。好，我们先来看一段对话。
Hi Anne, what's up?
I look awful in the swimsuit.I'm thinking of getting my clothes that big and beautiful.
Well, you are pleasantly plump, but you aren't obese.
By the way, how was your drink with Stan?
Okay, he thinks I'm getting fat.
To be honest, you're a little punchier.
That's it. I have to take off some weight.
Well, before that, I made your favorite dinner.
Why is there only one plate setting?
I'm only having juice for dinner.
There you go with your crazy diet.How are you going to get enough vitamins and minerals?
I have my multivitamin and mineral supplements.
At least have some green beans.
Who's bothering them? There are at least 5 grams of fat in each serving.
How about half of this steak?
They say you're what you eat, and I don't want to look like a cow. But you go ahead.
How about this salad? What could an innocent salad do to you?
Think about the calories in the dressing.
Is the ice cream desert out of the question?
If I were to eat it, there wouldn't be enough for you. You go ahead.
Well, you have your low-calorie apple juice.
Actually, carrot juice could be better. It's even lower in calories.
Well then, better yet, why don't you just have water?
Good idea, but I was actually thinking of going on a 2-day starvation diet.
这段对话中，安觉得自己很胖，所以决定用节食的办法来减肥。
I look awful in a swimsuit.
我穿泳装非常难看。Look awful, 看起来很糟糕。比如
，You look awful today.
你今天看起来很憔悴。
那胖到要在 big and beautiful 这种商店买衣服了。那 big and beautiful 就是指专卖大号衣服的那种店。那 Dan 安慰他说 ，You're pleasantly plump, but you aren't obese.你很丰满，但你不算非常胖的那种。那 plump 就是一个褒义词。那所以如果下次你看见一位很胖的女士，千万记得说她 plump 而不要说 fat， 因为 fat 让人听了非常不舒服。那么 obese 就是指极度肥胖的。那么同样说人家很瘦的时候呢，也最好不要用 thin， 可以用 slim 苗条的，或者是用 lean 瘦而结实的。
Anne 觉得 Dan 好像也胖了一点，他说的是 you're a little pudgerPudgy 是矮胖的意思。Dan 为自己的体重发愁。That's it. I have to take off some weight. 我受够了，我得减肥。That's it. 这句话可以用在两种情况。一个是表示不耐烦，不愿意再继续下去的时候。比如 That's it. You late again. 我受够了，你又迟到了。另一种情况就是表示到此为止，所有的都在这儿了。比如 That's it. All my boxes are here. 好了，我所有的箱子都在这儿了。
Take off some weight, 减肥相当于 lose some weight. 那正当 Dan 决定减肥， Anne 又为他做了一顿非常丰盛的晚餐，但是 Anne 却不想吃，所以只摆了一副餐具。 There's only one plate setting. The plate setting 就是一副餐具的意思。那饭前摆放餐具呢，这个动作就可以是 set the table for dinner.
Anne 晚餐只喝果汁，果汁是 juice. Dan 问道How are you going to get enough vitamins and minerals? 你如何摄入足够的维他命和矿物质呢？ Vitamins and minerals, 维他命和矿物质是人体所必须的。安自有办法，那就是吃 multivitamins and mineral supplements, 多维片和矿物质补充剂。
那么丹还继续劝安吃些四季豆和牛排，但是安却怕里面的脂肪太多。他的理由是 You are what you eat, 那么吃什么补什么。所以说如果吃了牛排呢，就会长得像牛一样了。这个理由真是荒谬，不过我想节食的人都会找各种理由来拒绝食物的。那下面 Anne 又说了一大堆，这个东西不能吃，那个东西也不能吃，连沙拉也不行。但始终是不明白 What could an innocent salad do to you? 这些无辜的沙拉又能把你怎样呢？这是一种幽默的说法。
那么 Anne 辩解道， think about the calories in the dressing. 想想沙拉酱里的热量吧。Calorie 就是我们平常所说的卡路里，是热量的单位，等于食物中所含的被人体氧化后而释放出来的热量。例如 ,One can eat only 1500 calories a day on this diet. 按照这种节食方法，我们每天只能摄入1500卡路里。
那冰淇淋甜品就更不行了。The ice cream dessert is out of the question. Out of the question, 不可能。例如 ,Marrying Jack is out of the question. 跟 Jack 结婚呢是绝对不可能的。那还有一个跟他非常相近的词组 ,out of question, 没有那个的。就是毫无疑问没有问题的意思。Money is out of question. 钱没有问题，尽管用好了。大家一定要把这两个词组分开。
开始大家还以为 Anne 喝的是苹果汁，但是 Anne 喝的是胡萝卜汁，因为 carrot juice is even lower in calories. 胡萝卜汁的卡路里更低。这里的 in 表示某物中含有的某种东西，比如 orange is high in vitamin C. 橙子里的 VC 含量更高。戴安开玩笑说那还不如喝水呢，结果安还当真了，竟然说要来个两日断食法。 Go on a 2-day starvation diet. Starvation 挨饿，动词形式是 starve， 比如 I'm starving， 我很饿。
安真是一个节食狂。我们再来听一遍安和戴安之间的对话。
Hi Anne, what's up?
I look awful in the swimsuit. I'm thinking of getting my clothes that big and beautiful
Well, you're pleasantly plump, but you aren't obese.
By the way, how was your drink with Stan?
Okay, he thinks I'm getting fat.
To be honest, you're a little punchier.
That's it. I have to take off some weight.
Well, before that, I made your favorite dinner.
Why is there only one plate setting?
I'm only having juice for dinner.
There you go with your crazy diet. How are you going to get enough vitamins and minerals?
I have my multivitamin and mineral supplements.
At least have some green beans.
There's butter in them. There are at least 5 grams of fat in each serving.
How about half of this steak?
They say you're what you eat, and I don't want to look like a cow. But you go ahead.
How about the salad? What could an innocent salad do to you?
Think about the calories in the dressing.
Is the ice cream dessert out of the question?
If I were to eat it, there wouldn't be enough for you. You go ahead.
Well, you have your low-calorie apple juice.
Actually, carrot juice could be better. It's even lower in calories.
Well then, better yet, why don't you just have water?
Good idea, but I was actually thinking of going on a 2-day starvation diet.
下面还是一段关于节食的对话。
You're just having 2 apples for lunch?
Your Jewish diet wasn't working. I was told that you can take up 2 kilograms in a week on this apple diet.
If that doesn't work, have you thought about acupressure?
Maybe I can do acupressure along with this apple diet.
Hey, that could work well. I'll go on this diet with you. My aunt also let me in on one of her secrets, cellophane tape.
Really? Let me know how it works. Well, I have to say,I have had enough of this roller coaster.
I know what you mean. I'm like a yo-yo. Last week, I was down to 60 kilos. This weekend, I had one donut too many. Now I'm up to 62 kilos.
Well, 对话中的威利为了减肥正在节食，他午餐只吃两个苹果，真够惨的。
如果节食不好用的话，戴利还建议 Will 去做穴道按摩，那就是 acupressure。
Will 觉得这个建议不错，他说 Maybe I can do acupressure along with this apple diet. 做穴道按摩，这里说的是 do acupressure along with 和神职们一起。
戴利说他的阿姨还偷偷告诉他一种减肥的秘密武器，那某人透露消息这个表达方法就是 someone let someone else in on something， 直译呢也就是让某人进入而有机会得知。那当得知一个秘密或谣言的时候，你就可以用这个短语了，比如说 You've already 60, you look so young. I'll let you in on my little secret. I drink 8 cups of water every day.
那么这个秘密武器是什么呢？那就是 cellophane tape. 它是一种类似保鲜膜的透明胶带。我以前听说过这种方法，就是用这种胶带缠在身上，然后做运动，这样会出很多的汗，从而达到减肥的目的。
听起来挺不人道的。 OK, well, 迫不及待地想知道这种胶带的功效。他说、I have had enough of this roller coaster. 我实在厌烦了像坐过山车一样体重、高高低低的来回反复。那么 roller coaster, 过山车，我想这个比喻真的是非常恰当。
对，萨里也说 I'm like a yo-yo, 我就像一个溜溜球，体重上上下下的。体重上升至多少公斤，我们用 be up to。那么下降至多少公斤就用 be down to。 Sally 解释的原因， This week I had one donut too many， 这周末我只多吃了一个 donut 圈。
嗯，看来靠节食这个方法来减肥呢是治标不治本。那么怎样才能科学减肥呢？
别着急，一会儿我们就告诉大家一些减肥的科学方法。
嗯，好，那现在我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。 You're just having two apples for lunch.
Your Jewish diet wasn't workingI was told that you can take up 2 kilograms in a week on this apple diet.
If that doesn't work, have you thought about acupressure?
Maybe I can do acupressure along with this apple diet.
Hey, that could work well. I'll go on this diet with you. My aunt also let me in on one of her secrets, cellophane tape.
Really? Let me know how it works. Well, I have to say, I have had enough of this roller coaster.
I know what you mean.I'm like a yo-yo. Last week, I was down to 60 kilos. This weekend, I had one donut too many. Now I'm up to 62 kilos. 这里是国际在线实用英语课堂。Why don't you go on this juice diet with me? It's a weight loss diet Sally's on.
I'm not doing any of those crazy diets.
It may be crazy, but I just know it works. You'll take off kilos like magic.
You go on your genetic diets, I'll go for a jog every day.
Let's make a bet. Let's see what works better, boring exercise or magical diets. We'll each get a month.
If I'm the winner, what will I get?
I will be the winner, and you, as the loser,We'll have to take me out to dinner.
对话中 ，Angela 用节食的方法 ，Peter 用运动的方法，打赌看谁能在一个月中减去更多的体重。刚开始的时候 ，Angela 劝 Peter 跟他一起节食 ，Peter 不屑一顾，说 ：“I'm not doing any of those crazy diets. 我可不想吃那些神经兮兮的减肥餐。”里面用了 do 这个动词 ，do 这个词在英文当中真是万能，意义是最广泛的。凡是表示做某事都可以用到这个词儿，例如 We will do a play on Broadway. 我们将在百老汇演一场戏。Mike did a face. Mike 给他化妆。
嗯，是的，用好这个 do 呢是非常关键的，所以希望大家平常呢能多注意积累。那么下面 Andrew 说这种减肥餐很好用 ，You'll take off kilos like magic. 你会一下子减掉几公斤，就像变魔术一样。那么 kilo。是 kilogram 的缩写，就是公斤。Peter 刚开始还不相信，说 You go on your dignity diet. I'll go for a jog every day. 你去吃那些唬人的减肥餐吧。我要每天慢跑了。那么 dignity 是巧妙，有巧妙手法的，有噱头的意思。Go for something 表示想做某事，还表示追求。例如，当你想鼓励别人做什么事的时候呢，就可以说 Go for it， 尽力去做吧。
Let's make a bet.我们来打赌吧，这句话经常用在你相信自己的判断正确，对方获胜几率比较小的时候。
嗯，对啊，所以你才会赌。那么 Peter 也不示弱，问道 If I'm the winner, what will I get? 如果我赢了，我能得到什么呢？
这时 Angel 胸有成竹地说 I will be the winner, and you, as the loser, will have to take me out to dinner. 我才会赢，而作为输者，你得请我吃饭。 Winner 和 loser 这两个词大家应该知道，其中 loser 还常常被用作一个贬义词，指那些在某些方面失败的人或物，比如 That book is a real loser， 那本书真差劲。 Mike is such a loser at school， Mike 在学校很不受欢迎。 He's a good loser， 他是一个输得起的人。
嗯，那还有一句关于 loser 的谚语， Losers are always in the wrong， 也就是我们常说的胜者为王，败者为寇。那么 take someone out to dinner 就是请某人出去吃饭。
那么到底谁是赢家呢？且听下回分解。现在我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。
Why don't you go on this juice diet with me? It's a weight loss diet Sally's on.
I'm not doing any of those crazy diets.
It may be crazy, but I just know it works. You'll take off kilos like magic.
You go on your gimmick diets. I'll go for a jog every day.
Let's make a bet. Let's see what works better, barring exercise or magical diets. We'll each get a month.
If I'm the winner, what will I get?
I will be the winner, and you, as the loser, will have to take me out to dinner.
How are you, Andrew?
Well?
Don't take that chair. That's for those who are slim and trim.
That's the pot calling kettle black. When did you last see your toes?
I've lost 1 kilo already.
Not bad, but we have 3 more weeks to go. That way, I have some donuts here. Want one?
Ah, I see right through you. You want to get me fat.
You think I'm that sneaky?
Oh, right. That would be giving you too much credit.
I'm just too kind. Even if we're in competition, I still want the best for you.
By the way, what has been the cost of all these diet gimmicks of yours?
Well, they are 3,000 yuan.
It's only been 300 yuan for me on running shoes.
好，那么现在过去一周了， Angel 和 Peter 又见面了，真是敌人相见，分外眼红。两人开始先互相取笑了一番。Peter 说道 ,Don't take that chair, that's for those who are slim and trim. 别坐那张椅子，那是给苗条的人坐的。言外之意就是说 Angel 太胖了，搞不好会把椅子坐坏。Slim, 苗条的。Trim, 是匀称的。
那 Angel 呢也绝不示弱，回应他道，That's the pot calling kettle black. When did you last see your toes? 真是五十步笑百步。你最后看到自己的脚趾头是什么时候呢？那 That's the pot calling kettle black. 意思就是，锅呢嘲笑水壶黑，也就是跟我们平常说的五十步笑百步差不多。大家都一样胖，所以谁也别嘲笑谁。
Peter 说他已经减掉一公斤了，但是 Angel 却说 We have 3 more weeks to go. 还有三周呢。他这么说是告诉 Peter 别高兴得太早。这个表达方式也非常有用，比如 You still have half an hour to go， 你还有半个小时的时间。 That's wrong way to go， 任重而道远啊。
Angel 问 Peter 要不要吃 donut， Peter 说 I see right through you， You want to get me fat， 我看透你了，你是想让我变胖。那么 see right through someone， 看透某人，猜穿某人的诡计，那在这里呢有开玩笑和讽刺的意思。
Angel 觉得受了冤枉，说You think I'm that sneaky? 你觉得我有那么卑鄙吗？ Sneaky, 鬼鬼祟祟的，卑鄙的。动词形式是 sneak, 鬼鬼祟祟的做事，偷偷摸摸的做。有一个短语大家可以用得上， sneak up on someone, 偷偷的走进某人，蹑手蹑脚的靠近。比如 Don't you ever sneak up on me like that? 别再偷偷的走到我背后吓我。
Peter 开玩笑的说 That would be giving you too much credit, 那还算把你说的太好了呢。那么 give someone too much credit， 给某人过高的评价，用在看走眼、没认清事实、过于信任某个人、给他高度赞美的时候。
Even if we are in the competition, I still want the best for you.
虽然我们在比赛，但是我还是在为你着想。Be in competition， 在比赛当中。Want the best for someone， 替某人着想，给某人最好的。比如 ，Parents always want the best for their children。父母总是想给孩子们最好的。
好，在结果揭晓之前呢，我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。
How are you, Andrew?
Well?
Don't take that chair. That's for those who are slim and trim.
That's the pot calling kettle black. When did you last see your toes?
I've lost 1 kilo already.
Not bad, but we have 3 more weeks to go. That way, I have some donuts here. Want one?
Ah, I see right through you.You want to get me fat.
You think I'm that sneaky?
Oh, right. That would be giving you too much credit.
I'm just too kind. Even if we're in competition, I still want the best for you.
By the way, what has been the cost of all these diet gimmicks of yours?
Well, they are 3,000 yuan.
It's only been 300 yuan for me on running shoes. It looks like I'm the champion. I've taken off 3 kilograms this month.
Not only have I not taken off weight, I've gotten fatter.
Oh, honestly, That just makes more of you to like.
I seriously have to get my clothes at a house of large sizes now. It's not a joke anymore.
If you came with me on my rounds, you too could do away with your love handles. I have.
You've done away with your love handles, and now you have a big head.
好，那么一个月过去了，到底谁赌赢了呢？ Peter 说 It looks like I'm the champion. 看来应该是我了。 I've taken off 3 kilograms this month. 我这个月瘦了3公斤。真的不简单啊。
Andrew 就比较惨了，他不仅没有减掉体重，反倒变得更胖了。那么这里用了 not only but also， 不仅怎么怎么样，而且怎么怎么样，这个表达方式，只是省略掉了 but also。
Peter 安慰他说 That just makes more of you to like，你这样还是更讨人喜欢了。
那 Andrew 却很悲观说 I seriously have to get my clothes at a house of large sizes now. It's not a joke anymore. 我真的得到大号服装店买东西了。那么这个不是开玩笑。The house of large sizes 跟前面说的 the big and beautiful 一样，指专卖大号衣服的服装店。
If you came with me on my runs, you too could do away with your love handles. I have.
如果你跟我一起跑步的话，你也可以甩掉你的游泳圈。Do away with something， 除去摆脱某物。Love handles， 指腰间的赘肉。现在我们都把它形容为游泳圈。
Andrew 很不服气说 ，You've done away with your love handles and now you have a big head。那你的游泳圈虽然是没有了，但你现在却有个大头。那么 a big head 还指自负骄傲的人。
看来用运动来减肥是比较成功的。我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。
It looks like I'm the champion.I've taken off 3 kilograms this month.
Not only have I not taken off weight, I've gotten fatter.
Oh, honestly, that just makes more of you to like.
I seriously have to get my clothes at a house of large sizes now. It's not a joke anymore.
If you came with me on my rounds, you too could do away with your love handles. I have.
You've done away with your love handles and now you have a big head.
To permanently lose weight, you need to commit to making some changes in your life. Here are some suggestions to help you begin an effective weight loss routine. Expectations. Everyone wants immediate results. This is not going to happen. Long-term weight loss takes time, and once you have achieved it, the benefits will make all the effort seem worthwhile. Before you embark upon your new health lifestyle, think about these questions.Why do I want to lose weight? What are the benefits of losing weight? What are the challenges to losing weight? Answer these questions and carry them with you. This will help you through the more difficult times. Below are some ideas to help you out. I want to lose weight too. Be healthier. Be more energetic. Wear smaller clothes. Get dressed more easily.Feel comfortable in a bathing suit and so on. Your weight loss goals are personal to you. When you set your goals, choose targets each week and month. Remember, you should lose weight gradually. Weight gain happens over a long period of time, so you can't expect to lose your excess weight overnight. Slow, steady weight loss helps your body adjust to the amount of food you're eating.
Create a healthy diet.Healthy eating is enjoyable, but be realistic. Changing your eating habits takes time. First, make a new change every week. No one can change everything overnight. Try to make one new change every week, and one that you can live with. For instance, if you do not eat fruit often during the day, start by adding one piece of fruit every day. Concentrate on a few hours of your day first. If you find the last 2 hours of the day are when you eat the most, decide on small changesthat you can make during this time. Second, adopt a healthy diet. The food pyramid shows you what proportions you should have from the different food groups. The base should be carbohydrates, bread, cereal, rice, and pasta. These foods you can eat often every day. The top of the pyramid, fats, oils, and nuts are to be used sparingly because they contain a lot of fat and calories.
Third, 3 meals every day.Try to eat 3 meals every day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So skip meals is not a good way of losing weight, because it also makes you so hungry that you overeat at the next meal. Also, your metabolism will slow down if the time between meals is too long. Therefore, try to aim to a regular eating schedule. This does not necessarily mean eating at conventional times, but rather that you should find a schedule that works for you.
Increase your everyday activity. Even small increases in activity will help you to lose additional weight. Think about what you do every day and how you can increase your physical activity. Here are some ideas. Walk short distances instead of driving. Climb the stairs instead of taking the elevator. Park farther away from store entrances. Clean one part of your home every day. Use fewer labor-saving devices, such as television remote, electric mixer, or riding lawnmower. Try gradually increasing to 30 minutes of physical activity each day. One way to do this is to divide your activity into shorter sessions throughout the day. For example, take 3 10-minute walks instead of 1 30-minute walk. You will be amazed how these small changes can help you.
减肥的方法多种多样，这里我们告诉大家三条减肥的总原则。第一个就是要下定决心，给自己设定目标，并告诉自己一定要坚持下去。
那第二点就是调整自己的饮食结构，健康并富有营养的饮食是减肥的基础，一味的节食呢就会给健康造成损害。
最后就是要加大运动量，健康饮食加上运动，想不瘦都难。
Okay, today we have talked so much about losing weight. I believe lots of people have the same kind of experience, and this course will help you out.
And in the next unit, we're going to talk about renting an apartment.
If you have any problems or good suggestions, write email to us at edu@chinabroadcast.cn.
今天我们说了很多关于减肥的话题，希望对大家会有所帮助。
下节课我们将说一说租房的一些问题。希望大家能继续关注国际在线实用英语课堂。
如果你有任何问题或者好的建议呢，记得给我们发 email， 地址是 edu@chinabroadcast.cn。
Well, that's all for today. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to review what we talk about in the lecture. See you next week. Goodbye.
好，今天的课就上到这儿。希望大家做好课后复习，我们下周再见。